raised up in a Christian home. I had a Christian granddaddy on my mama's side. I probably heard him preach three times in my life before he died. And his last words to me was, "Son, get in the faith." He told me that from crying, you know. And I didn't really know what he meant.
Yeah, test 1, 2. Is that better? I didn't have it on, see. I'm not much on technology either. but anyway, Adam, Eve, everything after that was of Adam. So when you come from your mother and father born in this world, you're of Adam, whether you like it or not. And we've got a spirit in us that's a spirit of vanity, and God created that he might bring us to nothing. And when we get to nothing, there's something waiting for us. And that's the love of God.
Amen.
But with the spirit of Christ Jesus to indwell in these sinful bodies, that we might have love, joy, and peace of God, which is not of this world. And it can take you through death, and we're going to die, whether you like it or not. We're going to hit the grave. But on our journey to the grave, we can have love, joy, and peace. You know, understanding that in Christ, not us now, in Christ who is in us, this body can reap the inheritance that God has prepared for his children while you're here. After the grave, this body ain't going to inherit nothing but dirt. But it can inherit the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven while I'm here, you know. So the soul has become one with God when you receive Christ, and it's Christ dwelling in you that lives. It's not us. Paul said, "It's not I that live, Brother Joel, but it's Christ that liveth within me." And the baptism, me and Brother David, I belong to Long Island up there, y'all, and it's good to have my preacher and his wife and the youth leaders, Daryl and Karen, and some of the youth came with them. But it's good to see all you youth here, and plus the youth ministers to come with you. And all you other old folks like me, there's not many in here. I believe I'm probably the oldest one in here, to tell you the truth about it. But I was born in 1950, so Ed, when was you born? You earlier than that? Well, I'm not the oldest then, okay? Oh, man. But I was thinking about songs, Joe. I'm going to be short. But y'all, I went through a hard time after I received Christ because I was in my truck, and there's a flood going on, and it's going to flood everything out of this world. And you're in it, whether you like it or not, when you're born in this world. You enter the flood. And it may be at your ankle, it may be at your waist, or it may be at your neck, but you're going to be drowned one way or the other. And that's an opportunity for you to receive Christ while you're in this flood. All right, and once you receive Christ, you're out of that flood, and you're back on this earth, but you're still a sinner. You're still a sinner. But the only thing that's not sinner about you is what's in you, and that's Christ Jesus. And as long as this body is seeks after the wisdom and the knowledge and the power of God for Christ to be formed, manifest, resurrected, and manifest to the world, then this body can reap the inheritance that's due it, you know, which is the love and joy that's only in God and only in Christ Jesus. So that was my problem. I thought when I was saved, you know, I wouldn't have no more problems, you know, and I was going to have it coast on out of here, but I was in my truck now, mind you. And I became suicidal because I did everything that I wanted to do. I played basketball. You know, y'all mentioned all that, you know, and music. I always loved music, and I sought after anything that would make my flesh happy. And it lasted for 32 years, and then it got dark. And it got real dark. And I got alone and miserable. But by the grace of God, that's his love for us, that he would give us something to draw us to him. Isn't that awesome? That's the love of God. I didn't even know he loved me, you know. But then when I received that spirit of Christ in me, man, Joe, I loved God. I didn't love God before, but I loved God the best of my ability. I loved him. I didn't know nothing about him.
Yeah.
But I loved him. I loved him. Okay, so then I went running, singing for God. I wanted to sing and serve God the best of my ability. And I did that for 26 years. And then when I failed miserably time and time again, I lost that bliss that I received that day. And I think that's why Joe asked me to come here, because I want to tell y'all that you can't do nothing within yourself. But what's in you can do it all. If we're serving, then Christ is not serving. It's got to be Christ serving in us. And Paul said that I count all things lost, you know, that I may win Christ. He said, I may win Christ. So the only way to win Christ, it's if he's ruling and reigning in our bodies.
Amen.
And then you've won Christ. Well, this body's going to have the peace it started with when it had nothing. But as long as I'm in it, there's something in it that's going to stand between myself and God. And that's me. And if I'm out of the way, then the joy comes back, you know. And he taught me that, Brother Perry. He did. Because I thought that I was doing everything right in God's eyes. But he told me that now that I count everything I've done for God as dung. Yeah. As dung. The only one that can do anything for God that God's pleased with is Christ Jesus. That's good. That needs to be, you know, instilled in our minds and our hearts, you know. We can do all things through Christ.
Right.
By him. And, you know, because Paul says, neither is he that planteth, he's somebody's self, nothing. Neither is he that watereth, nothing. But it's in God, Christ and God alone where anything is that's eternal. So that's so important to learn, you know. And once God shows you that, then you want to know more. I want to know more. It's been going on for 6 years. And I burned David's ear up, you know, and everybody that I know, you know, that loves God, I want to just tell them, you know, everything God's kind of revealing to me, you know. And it's proved me, just like Paul said, that I'm exceedingly sinful. Although I went down a sinner, I came up a sinner, but I had something different. I had Christ Jesus. And then he gives these sinners an opportunity to die while we're walking so that he might live.
Right.
And if that happens, then people hear and see Jesus instead of me,
right.
Instead of you. That'll work, Brother Joe.
Yeah,
anything I do ain't going to work.
Work.
Oh, me. Ain't he good? God bless
you.
Yeah. I can't shut up, y'all. I'd rather talk to you than to sing, but I'm going to sing you a couple of songs and get down, because this song here, I had two friends in Nashville, and they're songwriters and Christians, and they had a song called Dying to Be Born Again, and they didn't have it. They had it started, but they couldn't finish it, and they said they're going to send it to Benny and see if the Lord would give me the knowledge and the words to finish the song, you know. Well, right about that time, those little old kids like y'all, you know, just had their license, you know, and wrecking just everywhere, killing themselves. Out of this world, instantly, in a heartbeat, right? By wrecks, you know. And there's four or five got killed around there where we're from, and drinking, drugging, and all that, or texting, you know. But anyway, this song come to me, and I'll do it for you. Because we got to have Jesus, you know. Once we're flooded out to receive him, you know, and now we've got him, but he is as a fire. We're casting a fire, and it's going to burn away everything that ain't him. That's good, ain't it? Well, and what's it going to leave is an instrument for his word, you know. And that's got to happen, you know. So once you receive Christ, we've got to get to know God through that by and through that spirit that's dwelling within you. And he can teach you. It can teach you all things about God. And then you're going to see that all things are good. They may be evil, but the end result's going to be good. The evil is to get rid of the bad. And the good, eternal good, is to bring forth the good. And that's so important, so important. All right, I'll shut up and sing. I said it would. I didn't know I was going to do a song first. I'd already had that tune down. Things are nylon and riding down here, it gets hot, and get it in here and it gets cold, and they go everywhere. But this song, it's about a little old girl and she's got an alcohol problem, and she's sneaking around, you know, and she has a wreck, and it kills her best friend. And then she's worried about her soul then, you know, so she winds up in church. And that's why you have churches and that's why you have preachers, that you may hear the gospel. You know, because how can we believe in something we've never heard of, you know? So that's why it's so important to preach Jesus to a lost and dying world. You know, that's a great calling, you know, for ministers to be called to preach the gospel. But once you're saved, or once you receive Christ, in other words, well, then that voice of Jesus can be resurrected in our mind, you know, by that spirit that's within you, and the voice coming from you will be the comforter. And when he speaks, you know, people feel that love, and they feel the need, you know, to hear about God. And that's what's so important about Christ living in us, you know, that they will feel the love and compassion of God to hear the gospel. Well, evidently this little girl had heard, but she didn't listen until God brought her to the end. There it says, there's a devil in a bottle looking for abuse. Sarah keeps it in her pocket, blinded by her youth. Last night she wrecked her car. She was out of control. It left her best friend dying, and now she's worried about her soul. So she's in church this morning, something she's gotta do. She's been drinking from a lie, now she's come to taste the truth. She's dying to be born again. She's just one sip away from forever, amen. She's kneeling at the door of a broken heart's best friend. She's dying to be born again. Devil holds a ladder Jacob loved to climb. Stepped on a lot of hands, success had made him blind. He worked his way to the top. He had a wife he loved back home, but he came in from work one night to find that she was gone. So he's in church this morning, something he's gotta do. He's been falling for a lie, but now he's reaching for the truth. He's dying to be born again. He's just one step away from forever, amen. He's kneeling at the door of a broken heart's best friend. He's dying to be born again. There's a new life up ahead when you think you've reached the end. You're dying to be born again. Jesus died so we could live again. God bless you. So we're in this flood, and we're gonna die. But you can be born again. That's awesome. That's awesome. I like this in here, and I'll get down this. Y'all, when the Lord, when I received Christ that day, now keep in mind, I was raised, and we was kind of jerked up, you know. Mom and Daddy fought like cats and dogs, and you got whoopings back in, and a lot of y'all don't know what that is, and it's hard on you. They bring the blood back in, and it put the fear of Father in you. And when he told you to do something, you would do it, you know. And if Mama said you're going to get a whooping, you didn't eat that day. You was sick. And when Daddy got home, you got a whooping. But it didn't drive us to God because we didn't have God preach to us. See, that's the importance. Y'all brought that out about you need to teach your children first and foremost about Jesus. You know, all things, if you got him first, everything else will fall in place. You'll play ball for the glory of God. Whatever you do, be for the glory of God. And people to see that in you, like he said, if LeBron James, you know, received Christ and then got his call to preach, you know, that would mean something to the basketball world. It really would, you know. And but this song here, after I received Christ, they was people, y'all, and that's what's good about God. Though my mama and my daddy never told me about Jesus, somebody did. I can name them on my hand, Brother Ricky. And as I went through life, I would hear that. And I know there's people pray for me because I'd run across people. Like I stayed at went to Northeast up there and for a couple of years just playing around, you know. But I stayed with Laura Burns' mama, Aunt Ollie, we called her. And she kept boarders, me and Hal Moss, Leslie Holder. There's about four or five of us stayed there. And you paid so much, you know, but I'd work mine out. You know, I'd bush hog and plow. She had a little junior pony named Junior, and I'd plow and pick up taters, you know, at the tater fields. And she blowed the French harp, and I'd go with her and play my guitar. She loved me, you know, and I had long hair, Ricky, and he'd be a good boy if he just cut that hair, you know. And she's a holiness lady, you know. But I'd go everywhere with her. She'd want me to, you know. And I'd play, and she'd blow that harp, you know. And she loved me. She loved me with a godly love. And I remember I'd lay out all night. She didn't know it, and I'd come in, you know, and I'd hear that screen door slam. She'd be going to the barn to milk, and she'd have her milk bucket in one hand, some feeding, and a sweet feeding and nothing. And out of the screen door would slam, and here she'd go, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound," all the way to the barn.
Yeah.
And that rang in my ear my whole life. Yeah. And people prayed for me.
Amen.
And when I was suicidal, I wanted to just take my life to get out of my misery. I hear that. God loves you, son. God loves you. Why don't you just give your life to God? And boy, when that happened, that's when that bliss hit.
Yeah.
And then I started on my journey as a Christian.
Yeah.
And then I learned again the hard way that I have this treasure in an earthen, carnal, sinful vessel. And it's the only thing in me that's worth anything is Christ Jesus.
Right.
And when God showed me that, the tables turned and he began revealing his word to me. And he taught me that I can't straighten you, you can't straighten me, but you're straightened by what you have inside of you in your own bowels, in your own bowels. That's scripture. So if you've got Christ, he can quicken your mind. I can't, they can't, you can't, but he can. And he can quicken a carnal mind into death that the spiritual mind might be raised up and rule in your body. And he'll be speaking to you and speaking in your conscience to warn you and discern between good and evil. Because our hearts are wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it but the Spirit of God which is in you? And in him, he knows all things. And who is he that judgeth the mind of the Lord? Because we can't, you know. The mind of Christ is in him alone, you know. So if you've got him, you got all you need to know about God. You know, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, you know. We need to know him. We need to know him. And only God can teach us, you know. All right, this one says, this is a testimony song. And God gave it to me, Brother Joe, after he saved me. And to save my soul. And well, I spent 30 years inside this hard stone, doing time for what I chose to be. A victim of the voices in my mind, and I didn't know they had a hold on me. But the hands of time have turned and walked away, leaving me with nothing left to do. But to stop and lay this life of mine to rest, and to give my heart to you. Lord, to give my heart to you. Now I know that you're worth dying for. I don't have to be a prisoner anymore. 'Cause I give my heart to you.
I've been locked inside this cell of mine alone, holding up the walls I'd built for me. Oh, my pride held the key that locked the door to the one I'd heard would set me free. But then the walls came tumbling down around my heart. I looked and there was nothing I could do but to stop and lay this life of mine to rest and to give my heart to you. Lord, I give my heart to you. Now I know that you're worth dying for. I don't have to be a prisoner anymore, 'cause I give my heart to you.
God bless you. Come on, Brother Joe. God bless y'all.